I'm guessing, Steve, this is the best time now to take a good old-fashioned picture.
It is. Spring is in the air,
yeah.
And everything's starting to bloom. And, yeah, it's one of the best times.
What's the best picture to take, in all seriousness? Is it,
well,
you know, gardens and things like that? What's the best thing you can recommend?
It depends what you're into. Mm. So let's start with as spring is sprung.
Yeah.
You've got the flowers coming up. You've got the trees with the buds. You've even got the birds building their nests and starting to get together with each other.
Yes.
So that's the sort of... and you can do all that from your garden. You don't need to go out sort of to exotic places. You can do that in your garden. So when you have, like the... I've got my my garden is full of those blue flowers, you know, the bluebells?
Yes.
Getting everywhere?
Yeah.
And just get downs, because some of them are beautiful. You get up, get really down to them, you know, use your phone, use your camera, it doesn't really matter. Go down, get as close to the subject as you can. And it all depends on the light, of course, so try not to go out in midday.
Right.
We have a thing called the golden hour. Now, the golden hour is that short period of time, just after sunrise or just before sunset. Now, like, if you're like me, most of the time, it's the sunset pictures you're going to, just before sunset. Because at the moment, sunrise is too early, you know.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't do that time in the morning. having been retired, I don't do that, you know.
Well, why not, indeed? No.
7:30 is in the evening, not in the morning.
I hate to tell you, Steve, it exists.
I know it does.
But the evening is probably the better end of the day, yeah, really, to do it, isn't it? I'm guessing.
If you notice, it puts this golden light over everything. And that's what you want to... Yes, that gives a magic effect.
Yeah. Yeah, and fantastic time to do that as well. Yeah. And I'm guessing as we go through the summer months, obviously the earlier start to today is probably the best time to do that as well.
Yeah.
What about the actual cameras? Because they're getting so sophisticated, aren't they now?
Yeah, it does everything for you. All you've got to do, there's the thing I call green square mode. There's on the dial. There's a little green square that does it all for you. So, and if you want to do that, that's fine, if you just want to capture things. But if you want to be a little bit more creative, then there are a couple of other things on the dial. And one of them is known as aperture priority, which is on some cameras it's AV, and on some cameras it's TV. So on the top of the dial are those two, and that adjusts. In the lens, there is an iris, a bit like the iris in your eye, that opens and closes and lets the light into the sensor. And what that does... If you have it wide open, it narrows what we call the depth of field. So let's imagine you're taking a picture of your favourite rose in the garden, and it's on the front of the bush, and you've got it nicely framed, and you take the picture, and not only is that rose in focus, but the rest of the bush is in focus as well. So you're thinking, it distracts a bit. So you want to blur that background, and how you do that is you open up what we call the aperture on the camera, and that narrows the field of focus down. So the bit you'll focus on your rose, it'll put your rose in focus, and it'll blur the rest of the background. And that's quite... You notice sometimes when people take portraiture pictures, they will have the face and the head, but their background will be blurred, and that's how they do it.
Okay, so a little tip there. To do that, yeah, indeed, and some of the, I mean, we see a lot of the weather pictures now turn up on TV, of course, and some
that's
of those
exactly
are absolutely spectacular, Steve.
I know. I'm quite envious of some of them. I'm thinking they look brilliant.
Well, I'm waiting to see your name.
Unfortunately, I keep sending them in, but they never get chosen. The other thing is look at what they're putting on there and try and replicate them. Have your idea. That gives you a focus on the idea, and then you can go and do some yourself.
And I suppose, Steve, in a way, in a funny sort of sense, there's an art to taking the right photo, isn't there?
There is. And it's all about the light. So once you get in the golden hour, once you get the light, and then it's how you position that light.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you take like portraiture, if I'm taking a picture of somebody outside, I will always try and make sure they're in the shade, because you won't then get the squinting of the eyes and you won't get harsh shadows. You get a nice even light over the face, and it's more flattering for people.
Yeah.
But if you want to do a more dramatic shot, then have the sun behind them. I know that sounds counterintuitive, because you look into the sun and all you can see is a shadow of the thing that you're looking at. But you can adjust the camera so that comes out and you get what's called backlighting. So you get, again, go back to our flowers. If you get the flower between you and the sun, and backlighted, it makes the petals, it comes through the petals and it sort of glows.
Yes, I get what you mean, yeah. So it's really a thing about how you take it, isn't it, I'm guessing there. Yeah, and the exposure, as you say, of the light and what have you. Yeah. I mean, about the actual camera club itself then, Steve, why should people join something like yourselves?
Well, it's like a lot of things. You can go online, you can go onto YouTube and learn on YouTube and practice.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's nice just to meet people that have got the same interests. And you can chat and be a geek for a couple of hours a week.
In good company.
In good company. And everybody's the same sort of geek, so it doesn't really matter.
No.
And sometimes little tips are imparted and that. And you get to know a lot more about photography that way. It's everyone sort of going, the screen sends it out to you, but sometimes it's easier for people to talk you through it. It's like a lot of things. If you're teaching people, sometimes you can look at it and you can read a book, but then you have the teacher that comes in and suddenly explains it to you and it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. And also I'm guessing that you guys can perhaps assist and buy on the right camera and things like that as well, getting it right, isn't it? And I'm guessing that, because not just the camera but also perhaps now with all these sophisticated phones, assist with that too.
Oh, that's why I got my new phone.
You see, Steve, I knew there's a reason I got you on the air.
up until 2 months ago, sweetheart.
That's it, ask the PA, yet. Yeah.
Because she got the phone for me and she said, well...
She's a good girl.
We've come to the thing has come for an upgrade, what would you like? And then she told me that there wasn't a lot of difference between an Android and an iPhone.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I really like the iPhone because it's got some really nice cameras kit. And that's it. So I've now...
Hooked. You've been converted.
I've been converted to an iPhone, Steve. Purely because of the camera.
Yeah. Wow.
And, as I say, the best camera you've got is the one you've got in your hand. And it doesn't matter whether it's an iPhone because you can play around with the expert.
Yeah.
I've just had a play with them before we came on the air. I came on and some of the controls on the phone part of the iPhone are as sophisticated as you would get on a camera.
Boys and their toys, that's what it is, isn't it?
I know.
That's what it is, boys and their toys. you've just proved it. But, I mean, this is the thing. Yeah, but, I mean, years ago, though, Steve, people were sort of dissing, weren't they, the phones? Saying, no, you don't want that. You want the big camera, the big SLRs and things like this.
They had a little plastic lens. And say the most important part of a camera is the glass in front of it. It doesn't matter what it does behind, but it's the glass that converts that subject into the sense.
It's funny because I remember having this conversation with someone I interviewed years ago from Gosport's Camera Club. Actually, John Mitchell was the guy.
Oh, I know John.
John. Yeah, I've interviewed years ago, and he was sort of like, you don't want to get a phone. You've got a good old SLR and things like that, you know. But I mean, how times have changed in the years.
In fact, this year, this season in the Camera Club, we had a guy come and give us a whole evening's lecture on how to take pictures with the iPhone. How to convert the two phones into taking excellent pictures.
Who would have thought, Steve?
I know.
What's that about? My word. But haven't we come a long way? I mean, this is the thing. I mean, I remember talking to John. I remember him telling me he had a dark room. Well, he's still got one now. I haven't spoken to him for a long time. But, but I mean, have you? You still got a dark room? Do you still do it the old-fashioned way? No, those days are gone, have they?
No, I have a digital dark room. It's called a computer.
See, there you go. Who would have... That's what I mean. Technology's moved on so much. And this is where now, I mean, not just cameras, obviously, but the phones as well, becoming far more sophisticated, aren't they? Is that taking away the sort of the romance of taking the picture, do you think, in some ways, though?
I think in one way, yes, but in another way, no.
Hmm.
I mean, until everybody has... Everybody takes... There are more images being taken now than ever before because people are using their phones to take them. And that means that people are used to having their photograph taken and taking photographs. Whereas, say, 15 years ago, or 15 or 20 years ago, it was all those people with cameras. You see them walking around, they must be something special because they know how to use this big piece of kit. And it's like a lot of things. If you make it simple and... You can't get much more simple than a phone in your camera in your phone because you just point and shoot. You can adjust it when you get into it, but it's made it available to them. It's like books, isn't it? When Caxton did his first, made his first print, his printing press in the 1400s, someone's going to phone in and say I'm wrong, you know.
Yeah.
Or the monks, the illuminated books that they did, they were very special. They were for, you know, well-to-do people, wealthy people, the king and co. And the people didn't get to it. And then Caxton did his presses and he became and became. And then it's now become that everybody now has books. And everybody reads and everybody does that because it's been made available to everybody. And I think it's just the same with yeah. photography. Up until 20 years ago, it was people like myself that went to camera clubs that learned how to use a camera and did processing and all that. And now it's part of everyday life because people have got it in their hand and they use it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly that. Point and shoot and that sort of thing, isn't it? Yeah, and it's the convenience, I'm guessing, too, Steve, though, isn't it?
It is. It's very convenient, yeah.
Yeah, you know, thinking, oh, there's a moment, quick, you know, snap yeah. it, you know, because then it's gone.
Whereas beforehand, they wouldn't have thought about it.
No. No, exactly. So there are benefits to it. And to become a member there of Horndean Camera Club, what's the, you know, how do people do that? How can they get involved?
We meet at Catherington Village Hall on a Wednesday evening between 7:30 and 10 o'clock. If they just turn up, we introduce themselves, we'll make them more than welcome. Our season runs from September to May. And then in June, July and August, we have, like all good clubs, we have a meeting in a pub once a month.
Oh, it's a funny old thing.
Funny old thing.
Yes,
and
why not?
And there's a few of us that go to the pub afterwards as well every week. So
yeah, not always stood up.
Yeah, the hall is right next to a pub, so you know. It seems bad form not to use the facility.
Doesn't it just, Steve? Doesn't it? How convenient that is. Just happens to be next door to pub.
I know.
How does that happen? I mean, who knows? Oh dear. Does Mrs. Day get involved in this?
No, she doesn't.
She keeps out of it, does she?
Yeah.
You go and tore it off, Steve. Go off, you go. That's it. Yeah.
No. Yeah. When we were first married, we would go off to somewhere, and she would sit in the car and wait for me taking pictures.
See, she's a good girl, isn't she? Yeah.
And then she took up painting.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, when we go away, it was she would set her easel down and everything and start painting. I would go away for 2 hours to do my photography, come back, and she's halfway through, and it ended up with me waiting for her to finish before we went home.
So, role reversal. I like that.
It was indeed.
Steve, look, we're out of time. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir, and catch up. This is brilliant stuff. So, again, if people want to find out more information about the Camera Club, they can go onto the website, I'm guessing, and find the details there.
Camera Club and get all the information there.
Brilliant stuff. A pleasure, Steve, as always, sir. And we'll talk later in the year. Always nice to come back to you.
Thank you very much, some further tips.
A pleasure. All right, Steve, take care. All the best to you. And regards to everyone there.
Have a good evening.
And you, mate. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye now.